Romans chapter 8 is a wonderful read. It's an encouraging book. It points out that we don't earn God's care and love, that it is a gift that is given to us. And the gift of that love and that close relationship is what helps us to let go of our fears and really live the life that God calls us to. Because I think fear has a unique ability to keep us from living, and especially when fear turns into worry. You know, when they all start piling up and it becomes a lot of worry. So let's read a portion of Romans 8, 37 and 39. In everything, we have won more than a victory because of Christ who loves us. I am sure that nothing can separate us from God's love, not life or death, not angels or spirits, not the present or the future, and not powers above or powers below. Nothing in all creation can separate us from God's love for us in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Word of God for the people of God. I think in that scripture, it's saying that God is saying to you that even though you go through frightening situations and the world that we live in is very uncertain and full of things that could happen, you can be sure of this one thing, that God's love will never be separated from you. God will always be with you. And as I was reading this scripture this week, I could not get past the image of that relationship as super glue. I mean, that is how much God is going to stick with you. It's like super glue. You cannot separate it. You have to call the emergency room after you've glued yourself to the garage floor. I mean, and get special help. That's how close God wants to be with you. And that's the promise that, the reason why I said that is because when we were leaving worship earlier, someone shared with me that it actually happened to a friend of theirs. Don't ask me how, but he glued himself to the garage floor. The promise that God has made always to be with you. That's what helps you to face the fears that you'll see. Fear is one of the characters in this movie we've been talking about, Inside Out. And the way fear is portrayed, I liked what Ruthie said this morning in talking about it. No, we don't think of fear as being a way to describe our mothers, do we? But boy, it's a good thing that moms and dads are instilled with that. Because I was going through the movie and thinking about it, and I wrote down a bunch of words to describe the character fear. And they're not all bad. And I know when we think of fear, we think fear is bad, but it's not always bad. In the movie, nervous, fear is nervous, fear is timid. Sometimes fear is cowardly and insecure and paranoid and passive and snarky. But also, fear is friendly, shy, conscientious. I mean, fear is aware. That's a really good trait. Diligent, concerned, frightened, unnerved, good-natured, responsible, loyal, hardworking, dependable, sometimes embarrassed, always intelligent and self-conscious. Those are words I would use to describe fear. Let's watch fear in action for 30 seconds.
Ever wonder why you feel the way you do? We'll get to know your emotions. When the unexpected is staring you in the face, fear is there to keep you safe. With speed and wisdom, fear assesses the situation and settles your nerves. in his own special way. He's got this. Thank you, fear. Get to know all your emotions with Disney Pixar's Inside Out.
I think about another word that I would use to describe him, and it's anxious. He was anxious. He's anxious, just like a mom is for me. My mother was for me when I was a kid. I mean, she was anxious. She wanted me just to get a hit. She wanted me to make contact with a ball. I mean, she wanted me to do all these things to make sure that I was okay. She wanted me to succeed. And so on Mother's Day, I think it is appropriate that we think about it. Because when I was a kid, when I was still a kid, I know some of you think I may still be a kid. I remember one of the things that my mother said that would make me so afraid. Maybe your mom said the same thing to you. She'd say, "You wait till your dad gets home." Remember that? And I was thinking about other things because I was talking to the kids about it too. What were some things that I was afraid of when I was their age? One of the things was when the teacher at school said, "Please take out a blank sheet of paper." And then as I've grown up, because experience is a good teacher, a lot of other things, you know, make me afraid. When the phone rings in the middle of the night, I'm afraid. I have fear. And, you know, I'm afraid of the bills, and I'm afraid when tax season rolls around. Think about some of those things. Columnist Dave Barry wrote something about our fears that I'm going to quote. He says, "All of us are born with a set of instinctive fears. We have the fear of falling, the fear of the dark, the fear of lobsters, of falling in the dark on lobsters." I don't know. And Dave has also got in here fear of speaking to the Rotary Club. I don't know. And he also wrote something he was afraid of was whenever he reads the words, "some assembly required." The Bible talks about fear. You know, we know what fear is, different things that we're afraid of. The Bible talks about fear. The word is there 266 times. The word afraid is mentioned an additional 223 times. Don't you love like electronic Bible resources so you can just like look that up? Because, you know, what I could do this morning is read all of those texts to you. Would you like that? Afraid not. Yeah, that's what I thought. So we won't read all those, but suffice it to say that, you know, the word fear is in Genesis and it's in Revelation and it's in every other book between here and there. And I like this scripture which talks about worry, and I mentioned, you know, when our fears pile up on us and they get so big it turns into worry. And this scripture says, don't worry about tomorrow, it'll take care of itself. You've enough to worry about today. And I think those fears piling up turn into worry. Even hardy people in the olden days of, you know, the Hebrew Bible had fears. Every time you encounter God, what does the Bible say? Do not be afraid. Do not fear. And I think the general point is that fear is a part of our survival instinct. When we were little, moms and dads carried that fear for us. And they helped make sure that we didn't do anything that would hurt one another or ourselves. And when we get older, they've passed those traits about being careful and doing well along to us. And they do that so that we are not so afraid that we can't really live the life that God is calling us to. Because a little fear is a good and healthy thing. But God would not want you to worry or stop living because you were so afraid. Give me that next slide. See this scripture? Don't panic. I'm with you. There's no need to fear, for I'm your God. I'll give you strength. I'll help you. I'll hold you steady, keep a firm grip on you. That's Isaiah 41 from a translation called The Message. I think God is saying, don't be afraid. I'm right there with you. I am stuck to you like super glue. That's my image. Don't be afraid. I'm going to protect you and I'm going to save you. And even though life is a roller coaster, don't be afraid. I'm right there with you. When I read that scripture, I think that's like my mother too. Don't be afraid. I'm going to be there with you. God sees everything. God sees the whole picture. God knows where you need to be and what you need to be doing. And God has promised that even in your fears, God will be with you. So just next time when you're afraid, just ask yourself this question. Does God want me to be afraid of this? And the answer is, of course, no, God does not. God says, fear not, for I am with you, and nothing will ever separate us from each other. Amen? Amen. We come to a time of invitation in our worship. We're going to sing More About Jesus, Would I Know, hymn number 348. And if there are any here who would become a part of Slash Church by transferring their membership or making their confession of faith, we would invite you to come forward as we stand and sing. Please stand. More of His saving fullness, see.
more of his love who died for me.
You may be seated. Jesus said in John, "Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than any of these things that we've done together, because now I am going to the Father." What a challenge Jesus laid down for all of us. And so today, when you give these gifts, these tithes and offerings, know that they're going to do amazing things in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. They will feed hungry. They will clothe the naked. They will help babies in India to make sure that they're born without complication. Together, let us receive these tithes and offerings, these gifts that are going to do the work Jesus has called us to. Let's receive our morning offering. Please stand.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise God above, ye heavenly hosts. Creator Christ and Lord.